Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Ryan Villopoto, the story of the weekend. Came back. How was it? How is it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was good. Practice was okay. I don't really know what my expectations were. I mean, I think speed was, you know, if you want to talk about speed, everything was pretty good. Just really struggled off the grate. You know, that's the first three gate drops I've ever had off the grate. And I was just struggling with the bike to leave the gate. Like, my reaction seemed okay, but the RPMs would fall down, you know, like that, you know, it's a stock bike with a PC piston in it.
Yeah.
So the RPMs would fall, and then it would automatically end up wheeling because it was like, you know, I couldn't keep the R's up and maybe spin it off the deal. So, but nonetheless, you know, it was a good time. I think I did my job on the side of, you know, everybody was pumped to see me back out there, regardless of the finish.
Harder than you thought?
You know, I think it was hard, but man, I couldn't say I would have done any better if the track would have been a little more technical, but geez, it was one rhythm section. So
like, what do you do? You got a bad start. What do you do to make up time?
Nothing. I mean, I don't really know, you know, like, ultimately I didn't come here to, you know, try to say I'm gonna get top five. I mean, I would have loved to do that, but, you know, it is what it is. I had a great time. I think everybody's expectations. I achieved that with you know, just the media and the fans and everybody just loving seeing me behind the gate again.
Was it? Were you nervous? I mean, you raced last year or what, last year? No, year before.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Were you nervous though?
I don't know. Not necessarily nervous. I mean, nervous, you know, but not like I didn't have anything riding on it. So like I was here out of my van, you know. So it was cool.
Right. Yeah, it was cool to see you back. It was definitely a highlight, I think, for a lot of people to see how you would do and how you would ride. Eighth fastest in practice and ninth overall in the night.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, I think I missed the Joker lane.
What?
Yeah, maybe the last one. I don't know if they're going to catch that.
And what about bump starting your bike?
I don't really know. We had a little thing going on, but we made it.
Right. I don't think anybody will care about that Joker lane.
I mean, if they should care about from what I heard at the last lap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They should care about that more than me.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks again. Before we go, thanks again for coming to the live show. It was a lot of fun. Did you like it? Fans seemed to really dig it.
No, I think it was awesome. Yeah. That was a pretty cool deal, you know?
Yeah. Fans were into it, man. They really liked you being there.
I just think it was cool. Like, you know, it was like almost like a talk show or comedy show type thing. You know, everybody's up there. You could get drinks and hang out and have a good time. So it was, it was good. Next time I'll have a beer.
Nice to see you back. We'll see you at Anaheim 1.
Yeah, maybe. You'll see me for sure, actually.
Right. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Harvey.